Your first loyalty belongs to the white race. Racial loyalty. We have already discussed in the previous chapters that contrary to what we have been taught by the conservatives and the liberals alike, your first loyalty does not belong to your flag, your country, nor the Constitution. Your loyalty, first, last, and always, belongs to your own race, your own kind. Nature tells you this very plainly in her every act as we look around us. Your first loyalty lies in the perpetuation of your own race and your own species. It is a tragic fact of world history that the white race has been so befuddled and so confused by the Jewish-Christian teaching that they have lost sight of this eternal truth. It is the unending task of this our religion, creativity, to impregnate the minds and the souls of the white race with this great overwhelming fact, to burn it forever into their consciousness that this great reality is basic to our survival. Racial loyalty means racial survival. Nature has endowed us instinctively with this important characteristic for our own protection. She has endowed us with a natural dislike for all other races and a repulsion to keep us from interbreeding with, or intermingling with, or promoting races other than our own. We clearly see this strong loyalty amongst even the colored and the inferior races. The nigger has racial loyalty for his own kind. The Indians have racial loyalty for themselves. The Chinese have it, and the Hottentots have it. Racial loyalty and racial solidarity is strongest of all in the Jewish race. In no other race is this attribute more abundantly clear than in this parasitic race. And no other attribute than Jewish solidarity has contributed so much to the preponderance of the Jew in gaining domination over the white race and the world as a whole. The Jew may also excel in cunning, in treachery, and in many other base traits, but it is his unflagging racial solidarity that has been instrumental in the enslavement of the rest of the human race. Racial loyalty for the white man can and will become his most powerful tool in winning his own freedom and his own salvation. In the future struggle, in regaining control of our own destiny, we must make racial loyalty a cardinal issue. We must draw a sharp and distinct line between those who are loyal to the white race and those who are betraying us. We must force every white man to stand up and be counted. He is either for us or he is against us. He will either declare his loyalty to the white race, by deed and word, or he will be branded as a traitor to his race. Treason to the white race will be regarded by us as the most sinister crime any person can possibly commit, even more heinous and despicable than treason to the country. We will make the term race traitor the most foul and vicious epithet in our vocabulary. The day will come when the traitors who today are betraying the white race with impunity will be brought to justice. That justice will be summary, and it will be final. Woe unto the traitors to our race!